Run for Cover by Graham Hampton and read by Julie Maisie for Saga Egmont. Prologue. It's early March, but winter lingers like a dull ache. Dougie Pike hates winter. He longs for summer and a bit of sun to warm his aging bones. By rights, Dougie should be retired, but he likes to work. He needs to fill his days with something. And besides, the money's not bad. He's in the car park, leaning against the old battered works van, smoking a roll-up, watching as the thin trail of smoke disappears into the chilly air above his head. It's not his first smoke of the day, and certainly won't be his last. Dougie's job is to supervise the young lads that are paid peanuts to do the donkey work, ripping the guts out of old buildings, and if they're lucky, making a few extra quid by flogging anything of value left by previous owners. Dougie likes his job. He gives those lazy sods their orders for the day, makes sure they meet their targets, and doesn't have to get his hands dirty by doing any of the real graft. Delegation, an ex-boss once told him, was an art, and one that Dougie had perfected to a T. White tufts of frost dust the overgrown verge that borders the car park. Dougie takes another drag on the rolly, holds it between his puckered lips for a moment while he rubs some feeling back into his brittle fingers. They're gutting an abandoned hotel in Bromley, solid and Victorian. Dougie thinks it's sad to see such a once beautiful building fallen on hard times. He blows out another thin line of smoke and casts a half-bored eye over the derelict property. It's been empty for years, and now the vandals and birds have made it their home. There are plywood boards where the windows used to be, and a fire has blackened one of the walls. A makeshift wooden ramp runs up to the once impressive entrance, where one of the lads is currently pushing a wheelbarrow full of rubble towards an overflowing skip. Some developer has bought the place and wants to turn it into luxury flats. Dougie closes his eyes and takes another drag on his rolly. He can just about hear birds singing over whatever racket the lads are listening to on their radio. Suddenly his thoughts are broken by someone screaming. He opens his eyes and sees one of the lads running towards him, shouting and gesturing, barging past the man with the wheelbarrow, who only just manages to get out of his way. It's Thomas, one of the younger lads who has only been with them for a few weeks. He's no more than a kid, so this is probably something and nothing. "What's all the fuss about?" Dougie yells, tossing the withered remains of his cigarette into the tangled shrubbery. "Come quick!" Thomas is waving at him, beckoning him towards the building. "Quick!" Dougie's first thought is that one of those stupid lads has injured themselves, and not for the first time. If so, they'll have health and safety all over them again, meaning delays, meaning Dougie could lose his bonus. Sometimes, he thinks to himself, these daft lads are more trouble than they're worth. Dougie curses, grabs his hard hat and follows Thomas into the building, already planning the bollocking he's going to give the lad for wasting his time. The former reception area beyond the entrance is covered in dust and debris. It is lit by large arc lamps that throw spiky shadows into empty corners. There's rubbish piled next to a wall where an impressive marble fireplace once stood. Thomas is gibbering something nonsensical and pointing to a corridor that leads to the former ballroom behind the reception area, which is really no more than a large conservatory tacked onto the rear of the building. They've just started working on it today, but he hadn't imagined it was going to give them any grief. Dougie hurries along the corridor, panting slightly, still cursing to himself. As he pushes open the door to the ballroom, he thinks briefly of the happy times the room must have seen, the memories and the ghosts that still dance there. But it's empty now, derelict and forgotten, like the rest of the building. Many of the glass panels in the roof have been smashed, and the vast room smells of damp and rot. There's a raised stage area at the far end. A few of the lads are standing around, staring at something on the stage floor, which he can't quite make out. They're chattering excitedly to each other, but fall silent when they see Dougie approach.